What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Last night was another example of how good our team is. And I know it's early, and maybe you don't want to start looking that far ahead. But the Astros are a team that a lot of people thought would contend and may still contend for another World Series. But, Mike, they're struggling. And last night you get to the ninth inning. It's a tight game. And here comes one of the best closers in Major League Baseball. They signed him to a five-year deal, the Astros, this offseason. And Josh Hader, it is shutdown time. We are done. Psych. The Braves explode. They chase him. Not only do they win the game 6-1, but, Mike, we got great starting pitching from Darius Rucker last night. Now, I thought he was...
Darius Vines.
No, I know Hootie when I see him. Darius was great last night on the hill for the Braves. I thought, listen,
I only want to be with you.
This is the kind of thing we got to look forward to, Mike, because we're going to need starts from guys that we don't expect to get great starts from.
Right.
And at first it was like, uh-oh, Darius is in trouble. And then Darius settled down, and he pitched well. And I think that's a big thing that we've got to start realizing with Strider now going for the season and whether or not you're going to see Sale for 6 or 7 innings or Morton might struggle. Right. We're going to have to get quality starts from guys like Darius Rucker. I mean, Vines.
Hold my hair.
Sorry. He did not look good. Only thing I didn't like was the walks, but that's okay. He got out of the jam in the first, and then it was funny. They flashed a Snicker. He had a 2-out walk in the top, in the bottom of the second.
That's
Snicker's
right.
Like, I got to deal with this all freaking season. All season
His
long.
His face said it all, right?
Yeah, I mean, I had to laugh. But he did dial it in. But that is the knock on him. If he could just cut down on the walks, then you get to stay in the show, and you get nice fresh baseballs for practice, and you don't have to go back to Gwinnett.
Correct. The thing that I'm getting to, Atlanta, is our lineup is filthy. It's going to not only keep us in games, it's going to win a lot of games for us. And I know we're all concerned about, hey, who's this third guy going to be? Is Fried going to hold up? Is Morton at some point going to look old? Is Sale going to get re-injured? Our lineup is filthy. And the point is, these opposing pitchers and these teams, and you saw it last night with the Astros, and you'll see it throughout the course of the season, they can't pitch around anybody. You just can't.
Right.
You say, well, here comes Money Mike. Can't pitch around him. Oh, Arcia, he doesn't hit that well. Can't pitch around him. And, Mike, that is going to be the key until we figure out, all right? It might be the trade deadline until we figure out how this rotation is going to look, whether it's 5-man, 6-man, whatever the hell they're going to do.
Well, it's one more start for Elder with the Stripers, and then Bryce Elder apparently is going to get the call up. That's what Grant McCauley was telling us yesterday. He'll join us later at 5:40 talking about Braves, preview this next game and the road trip in H-Town. But, yeah, it's frustrating that you have to go through this. Snicker's lived this his entire career as the skipper of the Braves. And 21, he managed it, obviously, to perfection. And it's just a shame. That's why, you know, I'm not going to get on that soapbox. You know the angle. We should always have more pitching. Even in a year when you thought you were set, you can never have enough. And so they'll have to go get it at the trade deadline. Problem is with the expanded playoff, you know, is everybody's also kind of looking for some pitching too. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing if Elder, because he's never going to blow people away. He's going to have to use guile and just his location and mixing up speeds and everything. But we'll see if Elder can conjure up some of the stuff that made him an all-star last year when he does get back up.
Braves win 6-1 over the Astros. Can I hear Michael Money Harris talking about Darius Rucker? Last night he said
– Darius Vines.
Oh. Last night he was talking about how he settled down and his calming effect actually had an effect on the team. This is Michael Money Harris.
Oh, yeah, I feel like that's one of the lost things in the game, just knowing how to actually pitch and dot up when you don't have the velo to go with it. So, yeah, he does a good job with that and hitting the spots, working in the changeup, the curveball, slider, whatever. So, yeah, I think he does a good job of that.
I only want to be with you. Darius Vines was good. And then Ozuna, Mike, another RBI single last night.
Man,
he's on a tear. He's on a freaking tear right now.
He is.
Best DH in the bigs right now. And showing no signs of stopping.
Well, you know what's crazy is when we went to the DH across the board, right? It was in the American League forever. And then Mike and I said, we might like this in the National League.
I thought I would die. Again, that was a hill I was going to die. Because if you're a Braves fan, if you grew up in the 70s, you grew up with pitchers hitting. Braves have always had some of the best hitting pitchers. But for the most part, you know, we know where the sport is going from youth sports all the way up through college. And now, especially after 21, because 21 was a year where the DH was huge for the Braves. It was a big part of winning that World Series in the postseason.
And my point about Ozuna is, guys, when they did that, he was a perfect candidate for it, Mike. Mm. We don't worry about his glove in the outfield anymore.
No. Now, look, they had some fun with him at first base down at Northport, maybe just to screw with people. But anyway, you know what he can do. He was a gold glover back in his youth, coming up with the Marlins, and then that kind of went away. But Ozuna batting .365, 23 hits out of 63.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.